and you had a special meeting that started at 4 o'clock, and you heard from a number of citizens, and let's start from there. What were their concerns?
You know, the primary concern of the citizens is the hiring of our fire chief. We're in the job search for that, and we had a local candidate, Ken Hobbs, who had a lot of support in the community. He's also a Black candidate. When Mr. McCleary chose to give the offer of the job to an outside the city white candidate, that caused a lot of concern and upset people in our city. It was just very, very difficult.
Was that Mr. McCleary's decision on his own to make that hire?
Yeah, city council only hires and manages the city manager and the city clerk, and they hire and manage everybody else. According to the city charter, we're not even allowed to comment or lobby for staff.
So citizens became concerned. They several council members called a special meeting for this afternoon, and you heard from concerned citizens, and then you went behind closed doors. And how did that go? Was Mr. McCleary there when you met behind closed doors?
He was not, and we met with our city attorney and our labor attorney just to discuss some details related to the offer to Mr. McCleary and a couple other things. And those are private concerns that are not allowed to be discussed in public.
Was it a unanimous vote in favor of accepting his resignation?
It was.
Because initially I thought you, Beth Beshear, mayor of Ypsilanti, had said you were not in favor of him being removed from the position.
I am not in favor of hasty decisions without transparency. And with 24 hours notice, no plan in place, no agenda stated until literally 90 minutes before the meeting, that is not something that I'm in favor of, okay? Well, and that's my problem with what happened today. The removal of the city manager, accepting his resignation was necessary and a good move on the part of the city. And I support it 100%.
Speaking of transparency, though, this meeting was called, and you are the mayor, and I hear no one told you about the meeting in advance?
That is correct. It was not, this meeting was not called in or held in any kind of light of transparency, and that's a concern to me. Again, I have no problem with, and whether or not I'm iced out of a process, that's one thing, okay? That's a power play within council. You know, most likely. The real problem is that the city wasn't aware, okay? The city didn't know that the one person who really manages most of the services of the city was being, removed today, or, you know, we're accepting his resignation today. That did not get communicated to anybody in the city until I actually posted it to social media. And I had to do an investigation to find out what the agenda was.
And we know politics isn't pretty. Are you taking this personally?
No. It's more about, you can't take anything personally, Lisa Berry. And it's more about, you know, again, I'm a reflection of the city in this case. If I wasn't informed, the city wasn't informed, and that's a problem with the process. Again, I think the outcome is fine, and I look forward to looking for another city manager for our city. I look forward to moving forward with a huge number of projects that we have. And making our city better and better.
So Darwin McCleary resigns today. Did anyone ask for his resignation?
I'm not at liberty to discuss that.
Okay. But he was not at the meeting. He just submitted it in writing, and you all voted.
He was not at the closed meeting today. He left the meeting for the closed session. He did. He was there for the rest of the meeting today.
Were you surprised by his resignation?
No, I was not. I knew that was in the works.
All right, we're talking to Ypsilanti Mayor Beth Beshear, filling you in here on WEMU about the resignation of City Manager Darwin McCleary after only 2 years on the job.
Yeah, well, almost three, really, yeah. And again, it's a big transition for the city. We have a lot of projects in the works. We just started a project on a train station that we're very excited about.
Right.
We're about to initiate some major changes to the parking strategy that we use in our city. We have three department heads to hire. There's a lot going on, and to make a change at the head on 24 hours notice seems a little bit extreme to me, and that's just the timing of it, and the transparency of it is my only concern.
Good luck moving forward. I'm Lisa Berry. This is 89.1 WEMU.